Once your stimulation medications have done their work, follicles have reached their optimal size, and your trigger injection has been given, it's time for egg retrieval. The goal of this procedure is to collect mature eggs that can be used in your treatment or preservation cycle. Your care team will provide a treatment calendar and an estimated date for retrieval, but keep in mind that the exact timing depends on how your body responds to the stimulation medications. That response is different for everyone. Egg retrieval can happen any day of the week, including weekends and holidays, so plan to be flexible. Your team will let you know when to arrive and when to stop eating and drinking beforehand. Egg retrieval is a minor surgical procedure performed under anesthesia, so you'll be asleep and comfortable during the procedure. It typically takes between 10 and 30 minutes. During the procedure, a physician uses a transvaginal ultrasound probe to guide a thin needle through the vaginal wall and into each follicle. The fluid inside each follicle is gently suctioned out through the needle and collected in a tube. Throughout, the physician watches the ultrasound screen to confirm safety and that each follicle is fully emptied. An embryologist immediately examines that fluid under a microscope, looking for eggs. On average, a mature egg is found in roughly 65 to 90% of optimal follicles. In rare cases, no eggs are retrieved, or the eggs collected aren't mature enough for fertilization. This is more likely when very few follicles developed during stimulation. If this happens, your care team will talk through what that means for your plan. In a small number of cycles, the team may find that the trigger shot didn't fully take effect. If that happens, they may re-administer the trigger shot again and do your retrieval about a day and a half later. Your care team will explain everything if it applies to you. After the procedure, you'll move into a recovery area. As sedation wears off, you may feel groggy at first. That's expected and will ease throughout the day. Your care team will monitor your blood pressure, heart rate, and oxygen levels. Some cramping is normal afterward, and medication for pain or nausea is available if needed. Once you're alert and comfortable, a member of your team will go over your discharge instructions and talk through what comes next. Most patients are ready to leave the recovery area within about an hour.